Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The fire marshal who initially led the investigation into a Harlem building fire that killed a city firefighter claims that investigation was rigged to protect the production company of actor Ed Norton. Attorney Peter Gleason represents Fire Marshal Scott Specht. Mr. Gleason, why does Mr. Specht think the cause of this fire in March was covered up?
That's a very good question. And what Fire Marshal Specht has wanted from the beginning and continues to want through this day is a full and fair investigation without jumping to any conclusions. Particularly, the boiler in question was offered to be sent to the ATF lab. That's the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Lab, the federal lab. That request was denied by Deputy Chief Fire Marshal John Lynn and approved by Chief Fire Marshal Michael Kane. Thomas Kane. So without doing a full and fair investigation, it really defies logic how they can jump to such a conclusion. You had Ed Norton's film production crew load this building with massive amounts of highly flammable petroleum-based material. You had the film production crew interject hundreds of feet of high-voltage electrical cable with high-temperature lighting in the building. There are more questions that need to be answered than have been answered.
I guess one question is, why would the city protect Ed Norton's production company if there was evidence that the company may have been at fault here?
That's a very good question. And initially, the FDNY officials were trying to pin this on the building owner, an African-American from the village of Harlem, who has owned the building through generations. I can only speculate that many times it's just a matter of expedience to blame the poor guy. And I don't know if you've read the notice of claim in this matter, but it's analogous to a recent huge fire on the Brooklyn waterfront where a homeless individual was arrested after the landowner had joked with an FDNY lieutenant that he burns problem buildings down. Meanwhile, the homeless person in Brooklyn who was arrested was apparently 60 miles away on videotape. So I don't know what the motivation is from the FDNY. We have reached out to the Department of Investigation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.